The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CNG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies. Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, originating from Lane Stadium for the first time in the calendar year 2021. We're back after what feels like a month-long hiatus, and we come back in a big way tonight because on our basketball edition this evening, we welcome our first player guest in just a second, and he is one of our all-time favorites, and our buddy senior guard Wabisa Beattie, and a little bit later on, head coach Mike Young will fill the rest of the hour with us, gets you set for the Hokies' next ACC contest on Sunday as they welcome the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. John Laser, alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and the aforementioned Wabisa Beattie. Beattie, you are an elder statesman of this show, my man. We appreciate you coming over. It is like the game's a little bit different without the people here, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot different. It is.
Speaking of different, you guys were able to travel back into Blacksburg last night. You've seen the program evolve in your 4 years here. Yeah. How game-changing is that for you guys to not have the extra hour on the back end of those late-night trips?
Instead of, like, when you land at midnight or one in the morning, it doesn't, like, get you out later. It's just, like, since we live so close to the apartments, it's like a smooth 1 minute drive, so you're right there and then no problems. I could be right in my bed within 5 minutes, you know. Well, I'm happy about that.
Well, Beesa, talking about adjustments, the COVID issue.
Yeah.
How have you been able to handle through all that and keep the guys up focused all through the off season till you got to the point where you could finally play?
That was just the biggest thing. So, of course, nobody was with each other for the first couple of months. Everybody was home and everything. But me and John Ojiako were the only two players on the team that stayed here. So we were working out every day here at Tech as much as we could, like, have access to the gym. And after that, I was just happy having all the guys come back and everything. So that was just the biggest thing. When everybody came back, we were just trying to gel as much as we could, as much as we lost, and then get the show on the road afterwards. But it's just a weird adjustment because a lot more protocols and everything. Once you get in the locker room, you're supposed to have your mask on and everything. You can't eat in the locker room and stuff. Just take a shower and come right back out. Don't try to socialize as much as you can in the locker room. Usually it's the locker room, that's all the time you bond and everything. And yeah, make jokes and everything, but we just don't try to do that as much as you can no more. Just kind of just take a shower and leave and keep the show on the road.
Beattie, one of the things that I've enjoyed the most, and we've spent about 4 years together now, is just watching you guys grow up, some of you guys that have been here for a number of years, and yeah, watching you guys address issues that have come to the forefront over the last few months, and again, kind of reared its head yesterday. What has it been like being a young black man that's in a role of prominence around another group of guys that you can have conversations with about that? How have you guys approached that stuff as a group?
It's just sad what's going on in the world, like especially yesterday. You kind of hearing that stuff right before the game and all that stuff, so your mind's racing everywhere and everything. So before the game, you just got to try to lock in and try to forget all that stuff, but then there's more than the game of basketball is not that much in, like, life and everything, so it's kind of hard seeing all that stuff. Seeing what if there were all young black and brown people out there, if they did the same thing, what could have happened? But we just try to like focus on that and try to just try to make everything a lot better as much as we can as student athletes and try to speak our voices as much as we can and just try to make sure everything's just as good as it can be and try to make it better.
Is it hard to flip the page like that and turn around and play an important game like you had to play against Louisville when you got all that other stuff on your mind and you guys are, man, this is a huge game for us. Yeah. Great opportunity.
Yeah, this is the biggest thing. This, of course, as you're not trying to, if you're not trying to be on social media, you're going to eventually hear about it. So just seeing that stuff as us younger kids, we're always going to be on social media and all that stuff. So seeing all that stuff right before tip-off and everything, you're trying to lock in and coaches trying to talk to you and just, like, you seeing all that stuff going on, like, people just storming, like, the Capitol and everything. It's just, like, it was just a lot was going on, but you just, this is what we came here to do. Trying to be as professional as we can, so we just kind of flip the page and as much as we can and focus on the task 40 minutes.
Yeah. Well, while you're here, BD, I know I've heard this from a number of members of Hokie Nation. We wanted to echo it. We're proud of all you guys, the way that you've used your voices and continue to do that through this. And obviously, that will continue well beyond your playing time here at Virginia Tech. And our time will continue with BD as well because we've got him for one more segment. He's got a busy night as the Hokies come off the road and get ready for Notre Dame. And that's because he's working on becoming Dr. BD. More on that after these. Wabisa BD is with us. Tech Talk Live has returned in 2021, and it will return in a couple minutes across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, and Avellino's. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech fan apparel alumni hall or freshen up your look at Charmarie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Lazer with more Tech Talk Live.
John Lazer, the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and the senior point guard Wabisa BD. We welcome BD as our first player guest here, and we'll continue with that through the roster all the way through the season. If you found us tonight, we also remind you that we have shifted Tech Talk Live to Thursdays, and that is due to the altered COVID schedule, everything affected by the pandemic this year in Tech Talk Live. Not immune to that. And Wabisa, I was joking there going to break. Not quite to the doctorate yet, but you have graduated from Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And we offer our congratulations on that. You sped through actually getting your bachelor's degree here at Tech. What are you working on now in terms of your graduate work?
So right now, I'm concentrating right now in agriculture and life sciences. Of a concentration in leadership, so that's what I'm doing for my master's. It's been going well so far. I've just been learning different ways and different tools how to be a leader and all different types of aspects. Like, not everybody is everybody like leads in a different way. So it's just my job how to cope with everybody and see which way I can push them and how can I do that so I can bring out the best in front of everybody.
So when it's all said and done, basketball is up on the shelf for good. Yeah. What do you want to be doing?
I want to be a coach.
You want to be a coach?
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. At what level?
D1.
How about that?
How long have you wanted to have that as a goal for yourself?
No, that was always the goal. It was always NBA, like play professional, and then coaching after, right after, all the time.
What has your playing career helped in terms of understanding that aspect of it? Because you have had the luxury of now having two different head coaches, two different staffs, and two completely different styles, to be honest.
Well, the game of basketball changes almost every day, you know. So, like, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, it was okay to shoot over at the NBA three-point line. But now somebody named Stephen Curry told you, nah, let's shoot from half court. You better shoot at a high rate. And then you have dudes like Trae Young's like, okay, no problem. And then you have Dame Lillard, no problem. So,
Peter, when you think about it, you got here in 2017, 2018, and played 28 games, I think, that year, and playing Houston Baptists and the Detroit Mercies. Has that time flown by, or is it like you just like it was yesterday?
Yeah, that time has flown by. I just remember Detroit Mercy like yesterday. I remember Buzz gave us the scouting report, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is something called a scouting report." And in high school, you just like, "Hey, we got this team.
Show up.
You just show up. Hey, you got this team, and then you just have to go for it. Hopefully, you know the dude's name. If not, go with it. You can watch a little bit of film, but other than that,
but it was a little intense.
It was. I was like, "Oh, scouting report." I said, "There's a weakness to everybody too."
But I'm glad we segued into freshmen, because for those that know, and would be Beedy comes on, we usually get the Beedy roster personnel personality breakdown, and we've got some characters in the freshman class this year as you've become a senior. Let the fans know what these guys are like behind the scenes. I'm talking about Joe and Darius and, of course, David.
Those three dudes are going to be each other's best men at their weddings for sure. The way they bond with each other is so funny. They're always cracking jokes with each other. Darius is probably one of the funniest dudes I've ever met in my life, but his sneaky jokes that he does with everything. Joe's very mellow, low-key with his stuff. I like Joe a lot because he taught me a lot about his, like, the mind, body, soul type, you know? He's all about that yoga, the meditation, like, about that life. And then David, with his accent, he's just a funny dude. He's always on me because I'm always on him. So, like, every time I have a turnover, he makes sure everybody knows I have the turnover. Come on, point guard. You're supposed to have a blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, yes, David, I understand. My bad. Like, he gets on me. So it's just all fun and games with all of them. So I love them. I love the three. So there are times when I shine. I just keep telling them, you guys just keep playing your role right now, because I was in your position right there. I was, 14 man my freshman year. And then you just have to keep working, just keep climbing the ladder so you can get to that starting spot that you guys want to, and then stay up there.
Most of the time, you guys are always together anyway, but in this COVID era, you probably do spend more time together than you normally would, right?
Yeah. Almost like every day, like after practice and stuff, we always hang out and stuff.
Well, Bisa, as you kind of get into the conference grind of the season now and your coach stands over your shoulders, immediate goals for you guys, what will you be working on before you get back on the floor on Sunday?
Well, obviously I know the big man just showed up, so he's going to let us know what's up for tomorrow. So I got to see what that is about, and then we're going to talk, obviously. The biggest thing is just to focus on us. Try to stay locked in for 40 minutes. That's the biggest thing. Make sure once we have that lead, keep stepping on their throats and just make sure we put them away. But the game of basketball is a game of runs. So if they start swinging, we have to start swinging right back. We can't just keep taking on the hits, because that's how you get down in the hole. So it's all right if they go on their run, but we're going to make sure we get back on ours, and then we're going to stay on that and then continue to win the game.
Well, my man, thank you for coming over. Again, you're one of our favorites. We don't say that to everybody, by the way. Just a couple of you guys know. Congratulations on everything on the floor and off, my man. We can't wait to see how it unfolds over the next few months for you, too.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
That is the senior Wabisa Beattie. I believe that is his fourth appearance on the show, and that's what happens when you're in the program for a while. You'll see plenty of Beattie on Sunday night against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. We take a break. We come back. Head coach Mike Young is with us. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by Marathon. On fueling the American spirit. You hear it from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after a Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Lazor.
John Lazor, the Hall of Famer Mike Burnham. We send our thanks to senior point guard Wabisa Beattie, whom you've gotten to know very well on this show and, of course, on the floor over his 4 years here in Blacksburg. As you've noticed, we've transitioned the show to Thursdays, and that will continue throughout the rest of the basketball season. But we continue to be presented by Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. And now we bring in head coach Mike Young. And coach, thank you as always for being with us, particularly on a quick turnaround off the game and travel last night to Louisville. I wish we could start on the floor tonight, but we really can't. We were just having a conversation with one of your senior leaders about what transpired in our nation's capital yesterday and just kind of the continuation of our national discussion that we've been having over the last number of months. And I just wanted to get your thoughts as a leader of a group of primarily young black men, how you are navigating this with them and allowing them to use their voices and stand up and be heard, because they certainly have been through this.
I didn't see them today. Saw a couple of them down for rehab. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm disgusted. I am discouraged. I'm heartbroken that something like that could happen in our nation's capital, the United States capital, the symbol of, you know, what we stand for and freedoms that we share and enjoy. John, Mike, I'm a basketball coach. what I say to my team tomorrow coming off a loss, or what I say to my team at any time, our words and our comments matter. And our thoughts, and we've got some strides to make, fellas. We got some strides to make. I don't feel good about it. How can you? How can we? Right now, I don't know of a clear path forward. I hope like crazy that we can come up with one. But I know this: we better figure some things out, and we better do better individually, collectively. This is a real scar on all of us, and I take that very seriously.
What about strides with your team, Coach? You're 24 hours removed from.
Well,
last
that was
night.
A heck of a segue,
yeah,
right there.
I'm
impressed.
Hall of Fame,
right? That is a Hall of Famer, right? That's a Hall of Fame. That's a Hall of Fame segue.
Thanks for
that.
Noticing.
That is a bridge
over troubled waters.
I love you.
Bridge over troubled waters.
I love you.
Yeah. So 24 hours removed from last night. I mean, you got off to a great start. It's 11-0. You know, the timeouts, the runs, the ups and downs, the play, the way they came back after being down 14 in the second half, have a chance to win it.
Yeah.
Just kind of your thoughts on what happened last night.
I have gone back and watched it a couple of times. Fellas, we didn't play very well. All right, that's the bottom line. And what do I attribute that to? I've got my ideas. Not going to overreact. We had a good plan. I felt really good going into it. Take absolutely nothing away from Louisville. They've got a good outfit. Chris Mack is a very good basketball coach. We jump out 11-0. They come back to make it 11-9. We've got talking about strides. We've got strides to make here in terms of shot selection on the offensive end. And, we bought some coverages defensively. We're not defending right now the way – we have to defend if we're going to, be one of the best teams in our league. And I certainly think that we have the opportunity to do that. But, Louisville, carves us up and shoots 47 from the field. We got out-rebounded again by six. We were out-rebounded eight by Miami. But having said all that, guys, we did not play very well, and we give ourselves a shot. Down 5 at the half, poor start to the second, get down as much as 14, I think, and, come roaring back. Jalen Cohn was terrific. I thought Justin Mutz was really, really good in the second half, and I thought he adhered to who he is. He's a tough guy and an offensive rebounder, a difference maker with his energy. But we had some others that did not play, the basketball that we've grown accustomed to. We'll address it tomorrow, and I feel certain we'll play better ball on Sunday against Notre Dame.
ACC schedule just getting started for the Hokies. Next opponent, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, inside Castle Coliseum Sunday night at 6. Mike and I will be on the air at 5:30, but we're nowhere near done with Tech Talk Live tonight. Just getting started with head coach Mike Young as well. TTL brought to you by Smithfield. On the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. Hokies go win hunting against Notre Dame in a couple of days. We come back and continue to examine the season to this point with the head coach. This is Tech Talk Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield. Meet sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meet in Hokie sports. That's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First and Main, your local lifestyle center. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First and Main. And if you're in the mood, stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at the newly managed B&B Theaters. Follow First and Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When quality counts and your image is on the line, there's only one spot to trust. For nearly 20 years, SignSpot has been the NRV's premier sign choice for signs and graphics. With over 100 years of combined sign experience, you can be sure that your sign project is being done by the very best. See for yourself by visiting us in-store or online at Signberg.com. Proudly owned and operated by Virginia Tech alumni, SignSpot, the official sign partner of Virginia Tech Athletics.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live making its debut in 2021, and we have shifted the show to Thursday. Let's take note of that, as we will be back next Thursday, as the Hokies will host Duke following Notre Dame coming to Blacksburg on Sunday. John Laser, Mike Burnup. We continue with head coach Mike Young, and a little bit later on, football season has concluded, so we've put fun with food to bed, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop having fun. We debut a new segment tonight called What's Poppin' with head coach Mike Young, but that's not for a little while longer. And that is sponsored by our good friends at Blacksburg Eye Associates. Coach, late in that game, I really thought that it was masterful in terms of how you were able to massage the offense, defense rotations with Couture and Cone playing as well as they were on the offensive end and getting Beattie and Radford back into the game. But as you look at that point guard situation as a whole right now without Cartier Jada, how is that working? How would you like to see that evolve?
You know, kind of hit and miss right now, John. So help me goodness, I am not terribly concerned about it. Couture was a positive 17, I think. Positive 17 when he was on the floor last night. And I think he should have played more. He only played 14. I think he needs to be around 2022. You know, Cone lost his mind, was just fabulous, kind of kept us around in the first half. I started him the second because of that. And, you know, he continued on in the second with, you know, really good play. Going to give up a little bit defensively because of his size. But most nights there's a match for him that and he's good on the ball. He does a very nice job on the ball. Room for improvement, absolutely. Do I lie awake at night concerned about the point and, you know, getting all that stuff right? I don't.
Coach, you talked post-game a little bit about the energy of some of the guys and what you expect maybe didn't happen. Like Kevy, you know, he kind of missed a couple bunnies in there, didn't seem to have the energy. Naheem, you talked about getting on him at the half. He played so much better in the second half, and Boots just seemed a little bit off. What are your thoughts on that now?
I don't know. I watch the game. Aluma would be the first to tell you he played poorly. As poor an outing as he's had. He's a better defensive player than he is an offensive player, and he's made himself into a really good offensive player. And Jalen Withers is a 7-point a game guy, and he touches us up for 16 points.
12 rebounds.
You know, an up and under move. Then Keve leaves his feet on. You know, the kid's 6'8". I mean, what are we jumping through the building for to contest a shot, to stay down and wall him up and guard him? You know, Tyrese, I thought Naheem was really good in the second half, defensively as well as offensively. You know, first time on the road with this team against a very good opponent. We'll address it. We'll make it better. We'll fix it. Those guys, you don't have to say much to those guys. They know exactly what's going on. They take it very seriously, and they'll make the necessary adjustments.
This was the first time, Coach, you've had this group not only on the road but really in front of fans, none at Bubbleville and just a couple hundred here at home. Did that change things? I don't mean positively or negatively. It just felt a little more normal, honestly.
Yeah, I you know, watching it on film today, John, I can't say that I recognized it at all. I knew that some people around us, they had the hockey you know, plexiglass up around us, but I didn't think they had any you know, effect on the game. So no, I didn't think so. I really didn't. You know, I mean, you know, it's life in the ACC. You're going into another person's building, and you know, we all know how important it is to hold serve at home, and you know, Louisville did just that.
You talked about Mutz earlier in this segment, but his energy seemed to be great. Hit those couple of threes early on, led the team with 8 rebounds. But, you know, he played a long time with 4 fouls, too. You got 26, 27 minutes out of him.
Yeah, a couple of his fouls were ill-advised. I thought one was a bad call. You know, we're managing that throughout the second half. Don't like to go such a long spurt. You know, we'll play Tyrese at the four with Couture, Alleen, Cone, Beatty, a combination thereof, you know, Darius Maddox at times, but don't like to do that a lot. You know, David Gasson, I think, needs to play a little bit better. Our offense moves. He's not going to score from the perimeter, but he moves the ball and he moves his body. Puts himself in good places. Got a, you know, an energy about him and a liveliness in his legs that I admire. And we'll get all that squared away. Just, you know, game by game. Every game is different. You guys know that. Football's no different. Every game's different. And you know, still trying to piece it all together.
This is Tech Talk Live Basketball Edition, as it will be the rest of the way in 2021 on Thursday nights. And as always, presented by Warm Hearth Village, which is Blacksburg's retirement destination. Their campus adjoins Virginia Tech with 220 acres of lush woodlands, a full continuum of living options, and abundant amenities. Visit them at retire.org or by phone at 540-552-9176 to learn more about the nonprofit difference. More with head coach Mike Young, including a brief scouting look at the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That's straight ahead across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Today tastes like game day at home. Like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining. And an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
More Tech Talk Live indeed from Lane Stadium as the Hokies continue inside Castle Coliseum on Sunday night. 6 o'clock tip, 5:30 airtime for Mike and I. Mike, as always, at my side tonight, and we're pleased to be joined by head coach Mike Young. And coach, you look at the Notre Dame Fighting Irish coming in here, and Mike Bray, I know you have a tremendous amount of respect for him and the program that he's built. What is your preliminary assessment of this team? Nate Leshefsky has just been going bonkers shooting the basketball and kind of become a primary focal point for them.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of them yet, John. I like to take that day, you know, once you get into league play, the day after, unless it's, you know, a 24-hour turnover, as we have next week with Notre Dame on Sunday at 6 and then Duke Tuesday night. You got to move along rather quickly. But I took today and watched us and went back and looked at some, you know, some other film of our team. They aren't real deep. They're only playing about six kids. Trey Wirtz, young man from Charlotte, got hurt a little ankle roll a couple games back. Can really shoot the ball, can really space you. They do a nice job of driving it. And the minute you collapse, they're spraying that thing onto the perimeter for, you know, Carmack Ryan and I can't pronounce his name, John Leshefsky, who is just shooting the cover off the basketball. Big kid, number 11 in the post, is doing a nice job for them. Can make a shot from 15. He's only taken one three. Hubs is a quality point guard, big, left-handed, can really pass. So, yeah, their record, needless to say, is quite deceiving at 3-6. Now, Mike, for whatever reason, well, I know what the reason was. He wanted to challenge his team early and just concern of how many games we were going to be able to get in. He's lost to Purdue. He won at Kentucky. That should tell you enough there. Kentucky's not playing great, but it's still Kentucky. You roll into Rupp Arena, and that is a quality win. And they're desperate. You know, they come in here, I think, 0-3. They need a win. They had tonight's game postponed because of a virus, I think, at Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, yep.
You know, mm-hmm. So they'll have a week off in preparation for the Hokies, and we'll have play awfully well.
Coach, the challenges that you have, the adjustments that you have to make when you think about you played Miami and then UVA gets canceled, so you're basically waiting 8 days to play.
Yeah.
And now you got to turn around. You got a Sunday night game, like you mentioned. You turn around and play Duke. How tough is that? How do you get the guys ready for those types of things?
We talk about it all the time. Kind of, you know, they were really discouraged. I mean, fellas, the buses were outside of Hon Hurst. We were ready to board the bus, go to get to Charlottesville on Friday. And we just finished practice, and Hisham Zayut approached me, our athletic trainer, and shared with me what was going on. At that moment, it's still a bit up in the air if we were going to be able to do it. Shortly thereafter, you know, word came from Charlottesville that that it would probably be in all of our best interest not to make the trip. But you know, Mike, I mean, if there's ever a time, you know, you better roll with the punches, man. I mean, you can't get too high, too low with regards to the virus. You know, I feel very fortunate. We've played 10 games. There are not a lot of people nationally that have played 10 games to this point. We've got a better opportunity as a league, the ACC, because of all the testing that we're doing. Literally, I'm sitting here talking to you guys. I get a text from Sean, we have yet another test tomorrow morning early. I think we're testing three times a week. I think we'll test again Saturday morning in preparation for our Notre Dame game. So you test and you, or at least I do, hold your breath until those results come back, typically about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock that night, and get the all clear. And, you know, you exhale and look forward to competing again.
Coach, I asked this next question kind of in that aim and in all sincerity. It's always a grind through the ACC and your first road game. You travel and all of those things. You add the testing to it this year, and we don't need to rehash all of that. But one of the goals is to conserve as much energy and time as possible. How much of a game changer has it been to be able to fly right out of Blacksburg?
Oh, man. John. Ooh, I feel like I've died and gone to heaven. I mean,
well, you left us at the other end, the pearly gates of.
I did that. Sorry, guys. See you next year. You know, I mean, goodness gracious, we were back. We were back in Blacksburg last night at 11:30. It's helpful. You know, I mean, certainly nothing wrong with coming into Roanoke, but unloading that plane and loading the bus and driving 30 minutes, 40 minutes to Blacksburg. It's a little chilly out there about midnight, 1:30, 1 o'clock, as you guys know. That's been a real bonus, helpful. And, you know, our kids, most of them live literally a walk from the Blacksburg airport. So awfully convenient for him, for them, and, you know, gets them to bed a little bit earlier.
Hokies do fly home last night into Blacksburg and return inside the castle. Two-game homestand, Notre Dame and Duke. We've talked about Notre Dame. We'll recap both of those games next week, a week from tonight on Thursday, once again, as Coach Young joins us. And we'll also have another player guest with us as well. Cordell Pemsel will be joining the program next week. One more segment with the head coach tonight, and it's our new segment, What's Poppin' with Head Coach Mike Young. That's next. This is Tech Talk Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield. Meet sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meet in Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
English Meadows Senior Living is Virginia's premier caregiver. We offer affordable, quality assisted living and memory care across Virginia and D.C. Take a tour of our Blacksburg campus, located next door to Virginia Tech, by calling 800-796-5420 or visit weloveourresidents.com. English Meadows, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. Go Hokies!
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
More of tonight's show is What's Poppin' with Mike Young, presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care. And, Coach, I've been promised there will be some splashy imaging that goes along with this segment in the weeks to come.
So I'm counting on that, John.
So we're excited about it, as our listeners know, with Fun with Foo. Our fans were excited because, of course, as you know, John Rothstein, one of the national basketball analysts, has his Rothstein-isms, and he's come up with one for Virginia Tech now under your direction. It's Mike Young popping like Orville Redenbacher.
You know, I'm so excited. My players, I had no idea. It's a part of a rap song.
It is.
My street cred in Radford just skyrocketed with that announcement. Maybe it's Jalen Cohn. Somebody let me listen to it. So I've arrived. I've arrived. There's no other
Can
way.
Can you sing us a tune?
No, I can't. I can't. I think it's 50 Cent or somebody like
50
that.
50 Cent? Yeah. 50 Cent.
Yeah. You have arrived, though. Have you seen the T-shirts?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Hokies got those for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Bless them. Bless them.
Coach, should be reimbursed. Do you like not having to dress up in your fancy suits and ties?
Mike, I don't. I do enjoy being more comfortable and wearing tennis shoes. But I think there's some guys that will never go back. I am not in that group. I think we should be in at least a collared shirt and a jacket. I will go back to wearing a suit. I think that's how we're supposed to dress. I'm not speaking for our fraternity of coaches. That's a personal choice. I'll be back in suit a year from now. I just think that's what we're supposed to do as we represent Virginia Tech and, you know, the people that we work for.
Bob Huggins is not going back, but that was a
no,
decision
he never did he?
No.
Well, he did when he was at Cincinnati long ago. Coach, take us behind the scenes, though. How did that decision come about where basically everyone in the country agreed to that?
We had head coaches meetings every Wednesday from March, 15th through – that was a long, long time. I mean, 3 months, and we talked about a variety of things, mostly COVID-related, and a variety of topics. And at some point, we talked about, little stuff, like are we going to shake hands at the end of games? Are we going to wear coat and tie? Are we going to wear, more relaxed trousers and a polo shirt and a pullover? That was what was agreed upon as a group. I was a little reluctant. Coach Williams was a little reluctant, but we did it together, and I think it's worked out fine.
Coach, we had that segment, The Fun with Who. I was thinking this would be good with like yakking with Young.
Anyway.
We can do that.
Trademark
one too,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we always have fun to tell a funny story. So the other night we're sitting there at the hotel after your meetings were over with, you came down and you told this great story about when you went recruiting a kid in horse country out there.
Yeah.
Tell the story about that. That was priceless where you ended up holding the gate.
I was in Lexington, Kentucky. I always wanted to visit one of the big horse farms. Had no idea. She said, I didn't get the kid. He went to Air Force. She said, come through the gate and drive 3.5 miles. You're going to go by guest quarters on your left, guest quarters on your right. Continue on, and you'll come to the main home. I did. The kid was still at school. This has been about 10 years ago. The kid was a student at Lexington Catholic, really good player. It was getting cold. She wanted to get the horses out to pasture. They were going to market the next week. Folks from Saudi Arabia and other countries were coming over. They were going to show, going to, sell the horse. And they're gigantic. God, they're beautiful horses. And she and two farmhands that didn't have a tooth between them are putting horses up. And she needed somebody else. I'm in my coat and tie. And she said, Coach, do you mind holding the gate? I said, absolutely not. So I'm holding the gate to keep the horses in the field. And this one, I mean, he is a man. This one guy comes over, and I'm looking at him. He's looking at me, and I'm really uncomfortable. And, I'm getting nervous. And this horse rolls out a tongue that looked like Gene Simmons from Kiss and rolls it over the top of my hand, and I let go. Well, he's trying to nudge the gate open. I pull it back. I turn away from him, so maybe I'll ignore him, and he'll go on. And about that time, this horse bites me. He bites my hand. Okay, true story. Cannot make that up. And I am bleeding like a stuck hog, and I've got my hand in my pocket. So this kid's mom doesn't know that I've injured myself here. I got my hand carved up by a trotting horse or the buggies behind it.
Not a Clydesdale, was it?
No, it wasn't a Clydesdale. I'll tell you what though, guys, it was a big horse. It was a big horse. I get bit by a horse and I lose out on the kid. Now that's a bad trip.
The Air Force.
That's a bad trip.
hilarious.
But that is what's popping with Mike Young, and a great place to leave it for this week. Coach, we know you got dinner waiting on you and your family. We'll let you get out of here. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll do it again next week, and we look forward to getting back in the castle on Sunday.
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Head coach Mike Young, gracious with his time, as is always the case. He'll be back with us without a horse next Thursday night at 7:15 as well. Mike and I come back with one more segment. We get you set for a busy week ahead for the Hokies on the hardwood, and also a couple of football tidbits as well. We do that as we round out Tech Talk Live tonight from Blacksburg.
Blacksburg Eye Associates provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, and Avellino's. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Purchasing a new home, remodeling your home, or looking to build? First Bank and Trust Company makes applying for a mortgage easy. Between our user-friendly online application and our one-on-one customer service, you'll find that securing financing for your home with us is simple. So make us your first choice for your financing needs. Contact me today, Tessa Wright, for help with your purchase, refinance, construction, or home improvement loan. 540-951-1656. Qualifications apply. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. FirstBank.com.
New River Heating and Air is a full-service local company providing Hokie fans with courteous on-time service since 1986. Serving both residential and commercial customers, our trained and certified technicians are on-call 24 hours a day. New River Heating and Air performs repairs and maintenance on all makes and ages of units. When you need a replacement, New River Heating and Air proudly installs American standard heating and air conditioning units to maximize your comfort and energy savings. Visit us online at newriverheatingandair.com or give us a call at 540-731-1979.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from the Lane Stadium radio booth, where we're done calling games for the year, but not done with Tech Talk Live. We continue on Thursdays now throughout the rest of the basketball season. And Mike, back to basketball in just a second, but always in the offseason, you kind of get word in football departures and some guys that are entering the portal in this day and age. But in the last few days, Justin Fuente and company have gotten some great news in terms of some linemen transferring in and also some linemen on the defensive side sticking around for another year.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly big. The portal was really good to the Hokies last year when you think about the guys that they got, especially, you know, you look at Khalil Herbert and how impactful he was, and Justice Reed had a great run, and, you know, Devin Taylor. So, yeah, it was good to see. Obviously, you wish those guys the best. You know, Hudson and Nestor going to rivals. You know, West Virginia got to play them next year, and obviously Louisville. But, yeah, you got some back, a talented kid out of Maryland. That's certainly a big plus. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys get here and see what happens. Deshaun, you know, having him back is certainly big. Lacetus as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think it'll all work out. It's just I just hope they have spring practice and they can get a chance to refine some of those guys' positions and roles and get a little more familiarity with what Justin Hamilton wants to do on defense.
Yeah, and Emmanuel Belmar announcing he's coming back a couple of days before that, so you kind of have your starting defensive line now at this point with Pollard in the middle with Crawford, provided he's 100%. We've got months upon months to get back into that. Hokies have a couple of days to get back after it, and you heard from Mike Young, candid as always. That's why we love him. Some of his best players didn't play their best games last night, Mike, and it's very difficult to win on the road when that's the case. Now it's a bounce-back effort against Notre Dame, a team that is certainly, as Coach illuminated, better than their record.
Yeah, they are, and just watching them, again, they're not real deep. And, you know, Mike Bray just seems like it's that's the way it is every year with him. But he's got guys that can play and guys that can shoot. And, yeah, I mean, I was impressed with some of the comments, like Justin Mutz was talking after the game when he met the media, and same thing with Jalen Cohn. You know, every possession matters. You know, it's a loose ball here, a 50-50 ball there, an offensive rebound, a second chance points. Both of those guys talked about after the game how it mattered. And when you look at it, when it's all said and done, Lays, you're down there and you got one possession, right? It's just like when you play Miami. Wong misses the shot, right? They could have won the game. You lose by two. And last night, it's Hunter Couture, misses your shot, and you lose by two. I mean, there's a fine line between winning and losing, and it's a possession here, a possession there, an offensive rebound, a stick back, a turnover. All those things matter in the big scheme of a 40-minute game. And, yeah, you just got to play better. And obviously, those couple of guys didn't play very well last night. They got to get it right, or this team will really struggle.
Yeah, I thought back on the way back today with you about Buzz Williams' second season here when the Hokies went 10-8 in the ACC, but six of those wins were decided by 4 points or less. And I get the feeling with everyone kind of muddled in the middle in the ACC that we might have some good broadcasting content throughout the course of the year this year as well. 6 o'clock tip on Sunday night. Mike and I on the air with the Shentel Business Shootaround at 5:30. Then the Duke Blue Devils on a quick turnaround are here in Blacksburg on Tuesday. That's a 7 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air for a 6:30 Shentel Business Shootaround. And for the Hokies, Mike, you really feel like they got to take advantage quickly of these home games because they got a stretch of 4-on-5 on the road coming up.
Yeah, and that'll be a tough stretch, no doubt about it, Lays, with the UVA circled in there in the middle of that. So, yeah, I mean, these are certainly big games, and I don't know that there's a dominant team in this league. And so if the Hokies can get it right and have everybody playing at a high level, you know, they got a chance to really make some noise in the league, which is certainly a great sight.
Great to be back with Tech Talk Live. It means we're into a new year, 2021, and a very belated Happy New Year, everybody. We send our thanks to Obisa Beattie and head coach Mike Young for joining us tonight, and to our outstanding producers, Wolf Gulke on the audio side and Sam Schaff on the video side. For them and Mike, I'm John, saying our biggest thanks to you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being Hokies. We'll talk to you on Sunday, everybody.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.